From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria says it has retaken a besieged airbase. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern air base that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered the Kuiris air base in Aleppo Tuesday after a nearly month-long offensive. It said the success was made possible by support from Russian airstrikes. Moscow, meanwhile, says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to an agreement on a list of terror groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to such organizations. And in Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver a major speech on Syria Thursday.
I would just say that it's an opportunity for him to lay out the efforts that we're pursuing in Syria, both countering ISIL, but also to bring a political resolution to the conflict.
Mr. Kerry to take part in a second round of talks on Syria's future Saturday in Vienna. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged the Burundian government to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crisis. Tom Perriello, the U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke in Bujumbura Tuesday.
The United States is alarmed by the violent and incendiary language used by the Burundian government, and as well as the violence by security forces and security personnel by anti-government actors. We are concerned by the use of violence on both sides, and we're concerned about rhetoric that encourages division, whether that's of political or ethnic nature.
More than 200 have been killed. Tens of thousands have fled the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek re-election in July elections. This is VOA News.